You're listening to The Dollop on the All... Why are you looking weird? All Things Comedy Network. Why are you looking weird?
This is just for Patreon.
Yeah, it's just for Patreon. Start. It's a standard beginning we do. This is a small up, a schmall up, a schmool up.
Sure.
You know, this one is dedicated, of course, to Ivana Trump, who we lost. Eventually, her racism exploded in her body and killed her.
You saw that Trump put the fundraising thing on that.
Yeah, that was incredible. That was me who posted that. And, Trump announced her death with a fundraising button, which is what you do. It's called really caring, Gareth. It's called caring.
It's called on brand.
All right, so this is a small up for our Patreon peoples. I don't have a date of this person's birth, but Gina Bouza was discovered by promoter Billy Wolf. She was a 19-year-old female stockyard worker who could slaughter a cow by straddling its neck and clenching her thighs.
What? She could strangle a cow by her legs.
Yeah.
That's that's one of those tough skills to find out you have.
Quote, "It started on a dare, but then I discovered it made the line go faster."
I can't believe the dares existed back then.
Gina was 5'5". She weighed 205 pounds.
Okay.
She's a stocky girl.
Uh-huh. You got to beat a fucking cow strangle.
She defended her title as often as 3 times a week, taking her on title? All comers.
Her title as in who could strangle cows with her thighs the quickest?
The cow death... The cow killer.
So, in other words, there was another cow that had to get like killed by a competitor.
Oh no, she. Yeah. Well, if they could, I would imagine.
I guess they would just let it go eventually, and it probably just experienced some sort of like paralyzation or trauma.
She'd take on all comers, including the fearsome Mildred Burke, Susan Angel of Death Themelis, and Los.
Oh, Angel of Death Themelis is my favorite.
Oh, wait, no, she's a wrestler, I think. So she's not taking him
on.
Angel of Death? No, Gina is a wrestler. She's not taking him on as a...
Oh, she's wrestling them.
Yeah. Okay. So he found her as the... He learned about her and then brought her into the wrestling world, Billy Wolf. So she traded titles with her sisters in the ring. Gina reigned supreme as professional wrestling's greatest crowd pleaser. This is in like the 50s. The queen of cage matches, the mistress of mud bouts, and the most feared hurler of midgets in the history of sport.
Good God.
It's all horrible. Everything about this is horrible. She out-earned most male wrestlers, encouraged girls everywhere to take to the mat, and raised hundreds of dollars for charity. So
see,
in between...
one of those things where you're like, oh, okay, great. Like, it's like, that's right. We can make more money than men at wrestling. Like, all right, we will show the patriarchy. Fuck yeah. Now let's toss these little people. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
What about everybody? What about everybody rises up? Everybody.
Yeah. Rising tide lifts all boats. So sort of.
Gina reached her peak of popularity, perhaps when Sal Mineo asked her out after she wrestled Quebec's Giselle Froglegs Boudreau in a vat of herring live on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout.
Stop. Give me a fucking second. What? She wrestled in herring?
She wrestled Quebec's Giselle Froglegs Boudreau in a vat of herring live on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout.
It's just a lot. She wrestled Quebec's frog legs in a vat of herring. Fuck. What? Why? Who was the guy?
Live.
Like, this is just too much pitching. All right, that's a pretty good battle. Maybe they should wrestle in something. Oil? How about herring? That's good too.
Capitalizing on her increased popularity, Gina embraced opportunities to raise money for charity. So when Buca di Beppo co-hosted a Knights of Columbus
fund... Buca di Beppo is a real person?
I guess so.
What?
Or is Buca di Beppo the restaurant? I think it's the restaurant.
Buca di Beppo is a restaurant. Oh, Buca... Okay. Buca di Beppo hosted.
I think it's saying Buca di Beppo.
I'm picturing a man named Buca di Beppo, but okay, you're right.
No,
okay.
Better, it's got to be a restaurant. Although it would be great if Buca di Beppo was a dude.
Hey,
spicy meatball.
No, not that.
Buca di Beppo. No. I like spicy meatball. You like a gelato?
Shut up.
Hey, who wants a cannoli? Who wants a spicy cannoli?
Nobody. That's not that premise is not even accurate.
It's a with ricotta cheese.
Stop.
So capitalizing on her increasing popularity, Gina embraced opportunities to raise money for charity. So when Buca di Beppo co-hosted a Knights of Columbus fundraiser on Saturday, August 17th, 1957, she graciously agreed to participate. The same week, the Rio Grande Zoo was planning to remove from public view its well-loved, now toothless old baboon Bungles and wrestling promoter Joey
Del Campo arranged
a battle royale.
Oh my God. She's going to fight an old toothless baboon. That's correct. Okay. I had a dream, you'll fucking laugh your ass off, about 2 weeks ago that I had a pet baboon.
Sure.
And it was crazy. It was like, once the baboon turned, I was like, this was a bad arrangement.
Yeah, yeah. No, the baboon
because baboons are
animals.
Not only animals, like even extremely violent. Extremely violent.
It'd be like if you tried to cage.
Teeth is an advantage for sure, because there's teeth, those incisors are ridiculous.
Right.
But it's still a very aggressive animal. And she's going to fight a toothless baboon.
But she can kill cows with her legs.
I understand. And this is an old baboon. I'm not saying that she doesn't have a shot. I'm just saying it's ethically abhorrent.
As a prelude, Gina posed for photographs and calf roped Santa Fe Lincoln's Mercury mascot, Squidgy the Value Midget. America is just insane. Does anybody care about anything?
It's never been okay. No, nobody cares about anything. Honestly, the premise of this country has always been, is there money?
He was their mascot.
Yeah.
Squidgy the Value Midget.
It's just like, we do have our sort of like, we definitely have a little more, there's more ethics than there were in some ways. In some ways there's less. That wouldn't happen now. But again, it's just like nobody cared. Nobody gave a fuck.
If it did happen now, a bunch of the right wing would be like, yeah, but what's the big deal, man? He's working. And
Squidgy would be at CPAC. Squidgy would be at CPAC.
I just looked it up and. No, okay.
What?
I thought I found something about him, but I didn't. I thought I found a video, but okay. Then with Zookeeper in tow, Bungles rode his red tricycle up to the ring and took a seat in the corner where Banana had been left for him.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Tricycle. There was this Instagram I was following, which had like this dude who had this like this monkey that would like wear outfits, and they seemed to be friends. And I was like, ethically, I don't love this, but some of the content is so great. And then the other day the monkey was drinking Kool-Aid, and I was like, I got to get out of here. drank a huge thing of Kool-Aid. I got to go. Riding a tricycle.
So
the beatings that went into getting it to ride a tricycle.
Right. That's right. Well, the teeth are gone. So, Gina entered next. The Martinez Town High School marching band struck up the national anthem, and Bungles flung himself at his startled opponent. So
Bungles is ready to go.
Bungles is ready to go.
Bungles bungalow. You find that animals don't have an understanding of like what the starting
rules.
Yeah, the rules. It's a they little don't know, difficult like, to
a round is 90 seconds. They don't know any of this.
Bungalows, for the last time, bungalows, get to your corner. That's an official warning.
Audience heard Gina cry foul the instant before the baboon snapped her neck.
Oh, Jesus
picked her
Christ.
Up.
Oh, Jesus.
And threw Christ. Her out Jesus of the Christ. Ring.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus God. I mean, I was hesitant. You heard my hesitancy. I mean, you cannot. So she's like, hey, what about the rules? And the baboon's like, ah, she's dead. Get her out of here. There was like, we have a ring girl.
Instant fucking kill. Instant kill. And you know what he probably said to the baboon? This is for the cows.
Yeah, I was just going to say that it is amazing.
This is what she did.
Yeah, over and over again. And then the baboon was just like, I mean, the baboon was like back on its tricycle, like, all right, what do you say? Naps? Or why is everyone looking so, you guys all look a little freaked out. What's going on? I took care of her. What's the idea? So he just snapped her neck.
Picked her up and threw her out of the ring.
I mean, they are.
The band is like
extremely. Yeah. Guys, Grand Ole Flag. She's a Grand Ole Flag. She's a high flying flag. Oh, boy. What the fuck just happened out here? Oh, my God. That woman is no more. Yeah.
It was a tragic, horrible miscalculation on the part of the promoter. Who knew? Cried Del Campo as police took aim at Bungles, now furiously gumming the ropes. Who knew?
Police took aim at Bungles? We're going to need to see you downtown.
No,
we're trying this monkey as a man.
I think they shot. It doesn't say, but I think they shot Bungles.
Of course. Took yes. aim. Yeah. Oh, took aim.
Of course right. they did. Of course they did.
Yeah, how dare Bungles do yeah, what
back
is
like
in
an
the,
animal.
Yeah.
You set up a fucking, you set up animal. A wrestling match and Bungles did what he was supposed to do.
Bungles cheated.
Am I misgendering Bungles?
Oh, boy.
It doesn't say, actually. So if we have anything to say about it, an entire nation will come to know about Gina Bronco Booz's selfless devotion to charity, about her dedication to the sport of ladies professional wrestling, and about monkeys' inherent advantages over people in speed, agility, reflexes.
We learned a lot today. We learned a whole bunch. We learned that feminism is not dead. It is alive and well. And that Gina is dead. Because she was killed by a wild baboon.
So this is
broke
apparently,
her neck like it was a cracker.
This is apparently posted under a picture of her in Albuquerque's Boogada Beppo restaurant. So this in the restaurant it happened in, there's a picture of her and then this story is underneath it.
Sure. 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 What a lovely, what a legacy.
This is on the blog, What the Fucking Economic Tour of the Weird by Peter Leeson.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
God so almighty.
She,
just snapped her neck. So quickly. Yeah.
Well, we did it.
No, I mean, it's just like, you know, wild animal. Well, they're wild fucking animals. I mean, even animals. Think of Siegfried and Roy. Like they were like, we've trained the tigers in every way possible. And then one night the tiger was like, I don't like the look of Siegfried. And just bit his neck.
Yeah. Yeah, they're wild animals.
Yeah. So even if you can predict a wild animal's behavior 99% of the time, that 1% will not work out great.
Right.
Like when that woman had that that monkey in like Connecticut.
Oh God, that
ripped
story.
Her face off.
Oh,
it's just like, what story. Are you doing?
Just horrifying.
Yeah, the 911 call is crazy.
Sexy, right?
No, because you hear the monkey in the background still like coming down from like fucking its session. Like so, they're like, it's really bad. The monkey's like, It's like, oh my God, he's riled up. He's ready to go still.
All right, well, that's been your small up. I hope everyone's cheered up.
Nobody wins. There's no winner.